through that investigation, there were some leads developed on a vehicle that was leaving the area. That information has since been passed on to patrol officers and other individuals within the police department. Officers were looking for this vehicle. They got a tip that it was might be in the area. So at Brighton and High, that's when the initial officers came in contact with this vehicle. They tried to make a stop on it at Hennepin and Brighton. That's when the suspects began firing at the officers. So the officers weren't even able to get out of the car. They while they were trying to pull them over. So right there is the initial shooting. All right. From there, there was a pursuit. So you were talking about a 4-block area in all. In between the initial shooting scene and where we ended up here at in front of the fire station, officers tried to spike the vehicle. They were able to do so, but it continued on, and this is where it ended here at the fire station. The suspects, once again, started shooting at the officers. Officers returned fire. There were multiple rounds exchanged. I mean, we're talking a lot of gunfire here. We have two weapons recovered from the suspect vehicle. One is a handgun. The other one, the only way I can describe it is that it has a capacity of, well, it holds high capacity rounds.